From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McIntyre. A law passed during last year's veto session is at the center of two lawsuits now before the Missouri Supreme Court. It bans cities and counties from enacting a minimum wage that's higher than the one set by the state and federal governments. St. Louis attorney Jane Duker defended the new law.
Well, I actually think the legislature is the appropriate party that does decide that, and they have expressly said this is a statewide general policy because, I mean, we could have, 4,000 different minimum wages.
A circuit judge in St. Louis cited the new law when he tossed out the city's $11 an hour minimum wage ordinance. And in Kansas City, the law prompted the elections board to remove a proposed minimum wage hike from a local ballot. The state Supreme Court took no action on either case yesterday. MU's student body has grown since the beginning of the fall semester. There was a 1.5% increase after about 500 more students enrolled after August 22nd. Overall enrollment is still down by about 2,000 students from last year, but MU Vice Provost for Enrollment Management, Palema Morris, says the rate of freshmen who stayed at MU is the third highest in history at 85%.
The students who were here came back, and I think that says a lot about the environment and the kind of institution that we are.
There are currently over 33,000 students enrolled. Morris says it's too early to make predictions on the amount of students for next year. Authorities say a former Missouri man has been sentenced to 14 days of incarceration and 5 years of probation for defacing the Islamic Center of Springfield and burning copies of the Quran. 24-year-old Adam David Smock of Edgewater, California, also was ordered yesterday to pay almost $11,000 in restitution, perform 40 hours of community service, and personally apologize to the leaders of the Islamic Center of Springfield. He admitted that he and two other people spray-painted graffiti on the center in January 2011. He was 18 at the time and was joined with another 18-year-old and a 14-year-old. The same three people also burned two copies of the Quran in April 2011 and left them in front of the Islamic Center with a note that included the words, quote, "Death to Islam." Department of Natural Resources Director Sarah Parker Polly spoke at MU on Wednesday about how steady funding is vital for Missouri's state parks and water. Polly says Missourians will decide whether to renew a 1/10 sales tax for parks, soils, and water on the November 8th ballot.
Missouri voters back in 1984 decided that we needed as a state sustainable, dedicated funding for both our state park system, which celebrates its 100th anniversary this year, and for soil and water efforts.
The tax is brought back to the ballot once every 10 years. Parker Polly says 70% of Missouri voters approved the measure in 2006. I'm Mary McIntyre, KBIA News, Columbia.